KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Korea's spy chief has told lawmakers that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia in support of the war in Ukraine. Last week, the National Intelligence Service confirmed there were 1,500 North Korean special ops forces already there.
What exactly they're doing, left to be seen. These are things that we need to sort out.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's an indication Vladimir Putin may be in more trouble than most people realize. Donald Trump's former chief of staff, retired General John Kelly, tells the New York Times that Trump admires dictators and praised Adolf Hitler while in office.
So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
Trump will be in Georgia today campaigning. Kamala Harris back in Pennsylvania less than 2 weeks until the election. American Airlines is being fined $25 million for how it treated disabled customers, including in an unsafe and undignified manner. The fine also for mishandling wheelchairs. This is ABC News. He was a man at the center of Fernando Mania. Dodgers pitcher turned broadcaster Fernando Valenzuela has died. Dodgers announcer Vin Scully in the summer of 81 after Valenzuela threw a shutout against the Mets.
He is the talk of the baseball world in English and Spanish and any other language that's close at hand. Fernando Valenzuela.
More from ABC's Kurt Sandoval on his 1981 rookie season.
If you're too young to remember Fernando Valenzuela when he pitched and his dominance to Major League Baseball and what Fernando Mania represented, consider this. This year in baseball, just one pitcher threw two complete games. When Fernando pitched, not only were his first eight games wins, they were all complete games.
Valenzuela, who won a Cy Young Award, was 63. The FAA putting us a step closer to flying taxis. It's published final regulations for what it calls the air travel of the future. This is ABC News.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Badgers brace for Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host Penn State Saturday night. The number 3 ranked team in the nation. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, does it help that they've played top ranked teams like USC or Alabama already this season?
To be out there against a very talented Alabama team, to be out there against a very talented USC team, I think it's helped our team grow, and I think it's helped us mature. You know, I'm growing each and every week. I'm not naive to think that I'm not still, you know, young. I think I've had 7 or 8 starts. So I think you learn and you grow each and every week.
NBA, the Bucks in Philly tonight against the 76ers. Torian Prince asked if the Bucks are ready to kick off the season.
I feel like we're ready. Obviously, having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed, taking advantage of the highs, and then when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
That's the Bucks' new forward, Torian Prince. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. The wind will gradually decrease throughout the day. Tonight, clear and cooler, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 with a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. After that, a fairly sunny, pleasant weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful...
We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
92.7 WMDX, the family show from State Street in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we'll be giving away tickets, a pair of tickets to Late Night Catechism. That is going to be at the Overture at, Friday, October 25th at 7:30. Stand by for that
a comedy giveaway. That's comedy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's musical comedy.
All right.
Yeah. And that's coming up. Weather today looks chilly. Temperatures staying in the low to mid 50s through the day, and breezy, too.
That's fantastic.
Terry Bell is with us.
Yep, in the studio. Terry Bell, what's
morning,
the
guys.
Big story, man?
The big story is the interview that General John Kelly gave to the New York Times about Donald Trump. Now, Mr. Kelly, if you'll remember, was Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, about a year and a half. And while he isn't going as far as to endorse Kamala Harris, he is raising a lot of concerns about Donald Trump based on his, you know, firsthand experiences with him, many times alone, concerned about a lot of Trump's comments he's made about dictators and using the military. He said what prompted him to talk right now is his Trump's talk lately about using the American military against American citizens, whom he calls the enemy within. Yeah. So, and as we know, the Supreme Court this summer gave Trump broad immunity from a lot of criminal charges. So it would seem as if he were reelected, Mr. Kelly is very concerned about what Donald Trump would do. You might notice, a lot of the people from his first term are not around him this time. Yeah. So we've heard these concerns before. Also, what's concerning people is, you know, the people he would surround himself a second time around, since, you know, all the people who told Donald Trump no first time around are not in the picture anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, he lacks empathy. That was one of the major messages out of that. I didn't bring any cuts in for this particular story, sure. But it's shocking stuff.
Well, Trump has, you know, said that the military that died in war are losers and suckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's another. It's probably not surprising we're hearing about this so close to Election Day.
Right.
Usually this is when the
October surprise.
The October surprise information comes out. I don't know if this really qualifies, but,
no.
I'll take General Kelly at his word that he's concerned that, what would happen if Donald Trump.
Scary stuff. It is. All right.
Yeah.
Terry, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
All right.
Terry Bell, our news director here for Civic Media. Okay.
Big day yesterday. Of course, you know, Tim Walz was in town along with Barack Obama.
Right.
Governor Evers spoke. Tammy Baldwin spoke.
Everybody appeared. My wife and kid went to the event themselves.
They like it?
Yeah, she reported that the crowd really wanted Governor Evers to swear a little bit more. They just really got off on
What's with all the swearing lately? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, Tim Walz actually mentioned Elon Musk in a certain particular way that's just catching fire across the nation. But
can't say that word.
No, we're going to try.
No, we're not. Are we?
I'm just kidding.
What are you going to do, John?
How can you try to say a word
if you don't say it, right? but anyway, let's go to Tim Walz maybe a prior couple of days before when he appeared on The Daily Show, and he was talking about Liz Cheney.
this
is an interesting perspective from John Stewart, who's a little more paranoid. Let's listen to this. Is cut 175, and this is Tim Walz on The Daily Show.
The real first qualifications of being a vice president is obviously rifle safety. I think.
Yes, it is.
You know, I can't think of a vice president in recent memory that used a shotgun irresponsibly. Nothing comes to mind.
Oh, that's right.
How is that? The Cheney thing. Do we really have to do that?
Look, it goes broader than that. Look, Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, Taylor Swift.
No.
The shooting?
No.
Having the Cheneys on board?
Nah. You can't Dick Cheney or Taylor Swift. No.
We're a big tent.
What country did Taylor Swift get us to invade? No.
No, don't you think, though, that, and I do this, I believe this, there is still a core group of folks out there, you know, your point being, and not joke, the don't tread on me, the Reagan piece of this, the libertarian piece, but the constitutional piece, there are a lot of people out there. I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing. It doesn't mean they agree with us. We're not going to take their foreign policy decisions and discussions, you know, and implement those. We're going to take their
promise?
Yes, promise. promise. Yeah. It's a stressful time.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because Walz gave him a way out of, you know, his dilemma. He didn't have a line, but Walz gave him a line. Stressful time. It was great. It was a nice conversation. Now let's go to Madison yesterday. And this is Tim Walz and his interpretation of Trump's weave.
He has been rambling more than the normal rambling. He calls it the weed. Donald, come on. We know there's only one weave that you know anything about, and it is not this. It is not this. He's ducked a bait, but you can't blame him. When you get your ass whipped that hard, you don't come back for seconds.
Yeah, the crowd love it. Love it.
He dropped out of three interviews, and his staff, in a moment of clarity and truth, said he was exhausted. Look, I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's great. Tim Walz yesterday right here in Madison. And then he had a interesting comment about Elon Musk, and this kind of hits the media fan. They're talking about it, and that's why we have to get the S word on this program, okay? Because it's, you know, it's like when he called. Let's just listen to it, okay? Let's play the cut.
Well, look, I'm not going to waste all the time I'm in. I'm going to talk about his running mate. His running mate, Elon Musk.
Whoops.
That's good. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where is Senator Vance after he got asked the simplest question in the world at the debate? Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election? And after 2 weeks, he finally said, no, he didn't. That's where he's been spending his time. But that's it. So, look, Elon's on that stage, jumping around, skipping like a dipshit on these things. You know it.
Yeah. Well, we should be able to play that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
that's what he said.
That's a vice presidential candidate saying it in public, and the people loved it, and they went crazy and wild about it. And we should be able to say that here because I know our audience would just go crazy and wild about it.
You really want to play it, don't you?
All right. Well, you know, I've been lobbying management to allow us to say this stuff here.
John, if you really want to, you know what you got to do? You got to barricade yourself in the studio so they can't get at you once you play it.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to do.
You're going to need more than just a lock. You're going to need to, like, one wall of the studio here is all windows. It's all glass, and it's the one facing, like, towards the rest of the office. You need to, like, put some furniture up against there, barricade yourself in.
You know what?
We have a couch.
We have some tabletops.
We could bring those in here.
Our new console hasn't been installed yet. We got this
huge
table. You know, that's it. I'm going to barricade myself in the studio until we can see the S word on this radio station.
Good luck with that. I'm going to leave.
You know, it's just, here's the thing. You know, I'm making a big deal about it. I'm kidding about it, but it's just a ridiculous, silly word that we should be able to, you know, just normally say in public.
You're right.
You know,
the time has come.
The BS. Yeah. Why are we still saying that?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I know.
You know, we have a cow pie throw in sock, and we can't say the S word on the air. Come on.
We have the testicle festival, and now we've got the balls to prove it.
We've got the John and Gordy stress balls, right? You can grab our balls anytime you want and squeeze.
We've got the balls to say the things that we couldn't before now.
That's right. And okay. you have your choice. You could go for our blue balls.
God.
Or the red ones.
Or the red ones. Two colors. Yeah. So we'll be giving these out soon.
We'll be throwing them out there and rolling into State Street.
As soon as we figure a few things out. Okay.
Okay, well, I got this great cut here.
Do you?
I think we should use this constantly and forever.
Let's get to it.
And just, you know, bring it up all the time, right?
All right.
Okay. This will be a fantastic chant, and it is cut 185. You're all set for this. Right. This is the Laborers International Union of North America. They released this video. They were out in a big group, and they shouted this.
Mayor Brass and Kamala! Mayor Brass and Kamala! Mayor Brass and Kamala!
What are they saying?
Beer, Brats, and Kamala.
Oh, beer.
That's it. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great?
That's good.
I mean, who would have thought putting that stuff together? But they did, and that is so Wisconsin, that is so us. Beer, Brats, and Kamala.
It's tremendous.
Now, you can see the signs, the posters. Every time these guys come to town now, those signs will be up in the audience. Beer, Brats, and Kamala.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a good chant.
Isn't
it? Yeah.
It's a good chant.
Now, if they just add the S word, it'll be even better.
Okay. Hey, we got a couple of tickets to give away. Let's do it right now. To the Overture Center. This is Late Night Catechism. It's an uproariously funny play. It takes the audience back to their youth. The Irrepressible Sister teaches a classroom of students. And throughout the course of the class, the benevolent instructor rewards the students for correct answers. Let's text to win, okay? Text the word sister to us at the Civic Media app. Sister is the winning word. This show is Friday, October 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Playhouse inside the Overture Center. Sister is the word to text to win. We'll go for about 10 minutes here and announce a winner right here on the John and Gordy Morning Show, 92.7 WMDX.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlobe, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Early Morning Family Show, minus the word, the S word. There we go.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
One listener said that she had AFib and got a Verlo mattress.
Like I had. Right,
and it was gone.
Yeah.
It cured her.
Yeah. That's all what right. happened to me on the operating table. AFib. And they said, we're going to do this some other time.
Yeah. That's not good when they go into a corner away from you trying to
decide. Have a big discussion.
What are we going to do with them?
I don't think we can do this. We're all ready to do it.
Just roll them into another room.
Yeah.
Let's operate on something else.
Hey, let's welcome Brittany Merlot
into our world here.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hey. Good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Good.
We've got our new John and Gordy balls here. We're all very excited, trying to figure out how to give them away. Yeah, they're stress balls.
We're the only one squeezing these balls so far.
Jeez. Okay. How's it going there, Brittany?
Oh, goodness. It's fantastic, you know. We've got cloudy skies. I didn't want to get out of bed today.
Nice and cool. Yeah, it's perfect.
It's very breezy, very windy today around here.
Yeah, I was looking at winds. They're sustained at 20 miles per hour, gusting to near 40. Mm. So it's a little feisty out there this morning.
A positive side to this wind.
We
mentioned it very early this morning that you can sit there in your yard and just watch the wind blow the leaves into the neighbor's yard.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yep.
It's like, keep the rake in the shed and just watch your neighbor start raking.
Right. So why is it so windy? We have a front moving through here, or what's going on?
Oh, the good old cold front just passed through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, highs today, we're not getting much further from where we are right now. We'll make it to a high of 57, and we're going to drop into the mid-30s tonight. Mm. But then we'll be back into the 60s for the next few days. Honestly, it's not too bad. More seasonal and still above average as we cruise into next week, which is wild. We could get near 80 once again.
Wow.
So this is only temporary. Yeah.
80s again?
You've got to be kidding me. How is this even possible? Really?
I know. I want a Halloween snowstorm, but that disappeared.
Oh,
well, yeah.
So this weekend, what's it looking like for Saturday? Yeah. So Saturday, I think, is UW homecoming, I believe. Right?
That's right.
We have a game, right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Playing?
Is that an away game?
Got to check on that. Maybe Penn State.
It's homecoming.
Yeah.
Don't do an away game at homecoming. I know that.
I'm just throwing it out there. See if you're
trying to get me away while I was sleeping. Okay. Brittany, what's it look like this weekend? Let me get back to the original question.
Beautiful. All right. You got nothing but sunshine, actually calm winds. Highs on Saturday will hit 57, and then on Sunday, will hit 60, and it starts to get a little breezy by night. So Saturday is fantastic.
Yeah.
Great time for a homecoming.
All right. Yeah. Well, we've got those Asian beetles out there. You know, some of this cold weather could get rid of them momentarily anyway.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's just an
invasion down here. It's awful. You know, this is almost like our own horror movie.
That's it.
They should make one with these.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Do you have a lot of them spooky up there too? The Asian beetles?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And when I've been hiking in different parts of the state, they've just been dive bombing, like attacking.
Yes, they do. They dive bomb. And if they get if they get into your t-shirt or something like that, they bite you.
Look out.
They do.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, my son took a picture of one of those Asian beetles in his office.
Yeah.
And it was a close-up, and it had a fungus on his back.
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
It's back, whatever it is. That's awful.
It doesn't seem good.
Just awful.
All right, Brittany.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. We got to move along.
Thanks for leaving me with that.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Asian beetle with horns, you know.
Okay.
Yuck.
All right.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks, Brittany. That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Okay.
It is.
Yeah. So breezy. I might have to take the gazebo down. We're talking about 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, might be done.
Just let the wind take it down.
Well,
that's the fastest
way to go.
Okay. All right, let's get into the Arnold Palmer thing again, okay? Because we haven't talked about him and his schlong.
Because we haven't talked about genitalia enough on this show today.
That's true. And I just want to bring it up. This is the original comment. This is cut 147, Trump talking about Arnold Palmer.
All right.
Let's play it.
But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women.
God.
But this guy.
Oh God.
We don't like you.
This guy. This is a guy that was all man.
Yeah.
This man was strong and tough.
God.
And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God. That's unbelievable. I had to say it.
Yeah, you know, when he said, I refuse to say it, he should have said, I hate to say it, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Lawrence O'Donnell talking about this very subject. Cut 169. Let's hear.
Has spent more time publicly discussing his penis and the penises of other men he admires than any other presidential candidate in history. The total amount of time every other presidential candidate in history has spent on either one of those subjects is zero.
There you go. Yeah. And, of course, on Fox News, they had to debate it. I believe Sean Duffy's part of this. Let's check it out. Cut 168.
Okay. They're shattering the rules all around the way this government works. I mean, and I think Donald Trump did go, listen, let's get back to normalcy. Let's get back
normalcy,
to actually respecting
like how
each other.
Big Arnold Palmer was? Are you kidding me, Sean?
Wait, listen, we're talking about how the
No. You tell me if Joe Biden had stood up there and said, you know, I saw Arnold Palmer in a shower once, and boy, that guy's got it going on down there. What would you have said?
You
that he
what?
Wasn't fit to lead?
That doesn't affect the way the government works, the way the government functions.
That you have an insane person as the head of the government?
Right.
And when you say we shattered the norms, that's maybe the guy who got indicted is the one that shattered.
Or maybe it's the lawfare that was used to indict him on bogus charges.
Just real quickly.
Lawfare, right? And let's play this as far as we can get into Mike Johnson being interviewed with Jake Tapper.
Okay.
That's cut 152.
Let's turn to the 2024 race. You heard President Trump's remarks. Let me read you the lead of the Associated Press story about Trump's rally in Pennsylvania. Quote, Donald Trump's campaign suggested he would begin previewing his closing argument Saturday night with Election Day barely 2 weeks away, but the former president kicked off his rally with a detailed story about Arnold Palmer, at one point even praising the late legendary golfer's genitalia, unquote. Mr. Speaker, you're crossing all over the country. You're working hard to get Republicans over the line in this election. You're talking about substantive issues. Is this really the closing message you want voters to hear from Donald Trump, stories about Arnold Palmer's penis?
We're all out of time, John.
All right.
We'll have to wait and hear what Mike Johnson
Kenny,
has
to say.
We'll
hanging,
have to wait to hear his response.
Okay.
No joke intended there.
Yeah, okay. 729 coming up. Mike McCabe will join us on the John and Gordy Morning Show.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Did you know that Wisconsin leads the nation in cranberry production? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. And up next, we're going to visit with a cranberry grower who's been developing new varieties of these bright red berries for over 20 years. Stay tuned.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma and always read and follow label directions.
Lisa Potter joins us from Cutler Cranberry out of Juneau County. She says many people don't know that there are many varieties of cranberries, much like how there's so many different kinds of apples. She says Cutler Cranberry has been doing research trials to develop new varieties.
We've worked for a number of years, actually quite a few years, 20 years or more, with Rutgers University in New Jersey. We've also done a little bit of work with the UW in Madison, but we've helped to develop new varieties of cranberries for our market and for our industry. These varieties are, some of them are better for fresh fruit. Some of them are just higher producers, better yield. They can breed for a lot of different things when they do those crosses. So we've been helpful in the field trials for a lot of those and helping develop varieties that are now very available to most growers.
Lisa Potter of Cutler Cranberry in Juneau County. The cranberry harvest is underway right now in Wisconsin. You can learn more by visiting the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association online. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Wisconsin's soybean harvest is more than 90% done, and farmers are a whole month ahead of schedule. The corn for grain harvest follows at nearly halfway done and is 2 weeks ahead of the normal time frame. Farmers had almost a full 7 days perfect for getting field work done last week. The National Agricultural Statistics Service says warmer than normal temperatures are assisting in corn drying, and harvest is about finished for corn silage, potatoes, and vegetables. You can find the full crop progress report at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. The wind will gradually decrease throughout the day. Tonight, clear and cooler, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 with a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. After that, a fairly sunny, pleasant weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Bum, bum, ba-dum-dum, bum, bum, da-bum, da-bum.
from the heart of downtown Madison, live from our State Street studios, the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX. Makes him sound really professional.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no one's buying it, right?
Good morning. It's 7:34. Weather today, breezy and cool. Highs just about where we're at in the low to mid-50s for today. Fall has arrived.
And from Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. Yes. And what a week this has been for politics. What are your impressions of the visits that we've been getting with all the politicians here in the state? Obama, Tim Walz, Kamala, Liz Cheney, everybody, and John Stewart was even just a little worried. Having all of these Republicans surrounding the Democrats, it's almost like they have a plan, right?
So what do you think as we head into the last couple of weeks here?
We never ask you about the current stuff like this.
What can you say? I mean,
I'm thinking there's got to be over 40 states where there's serious badger envy.
There you go.
isn't it a bizarre system that we have where really seven states decide the presidency.
Yeah.
And there are all these other states, most of which are much, much bigger than Wisconsin. And they are not a factor at all. The candidates don't go there. Nobody cares what the voters are thinking there. And because they're going to go blue or they're going to go red, it's a foregone conclusion. And there's like seven states that it all comes down to. And Wisconsin's one of those states. And
how do we get rid of this electoral college thing anyway? I mean, we're stuck with it.
What a kooky system.
That's a grill in the room, is that? I mean, that is just the whole reason why we're avoiding, going to other states and telling them our message. What's going on?
So we have a system that now the way our electorate has evolved, the way our politics is today, we have a system where candidates for the highest office in the land don't go to most of the places in the country. They don't care to talk to those voters at all because they don't have to. And so. I always thought that Iowa got disproportionate attention and influence over the nominating process because the Iowa caucuses first place. And it's like, why does this state get such an outsized
felt
say?
The same way? Yeah.
But now the way it is, hell, you got the whole country basically ignored except for a few little spots on the map.
Yeah. No. Doesn't make any sense at all anymore.
It's a really dumb system. And I was talking to a friend who was, talking about presidential landslides. Mm-hmm. And could we have a landslide election this time? And I said, no. You can't have a situation like where Barry Goldwater lost in a landslide, or George McGovern. George McGovern won one state,
Massachusetts.
He didn't even win his home state of South Dakota. And you could not have, no matter who the candidates are, no matter what the conditions, with today's politics, you could not have that outcome. Mm-hmm. Because certain states are going to vote Republican, certain states are going to vote Democrat, and then there are seven states where it all comes down to what they choose.
Right.
And so those days of the Barry Goldwater defeat or the George McGovern defeat, that doesn't exist anymore. And it makes the Electoral College seem that much dumber.
Yeah. Well, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote and Al Gore won the popular vote and didn't matter.
And those were really, it was a really rare outcome previously. Yeah. You just never saw that. And now we've repeatedly seen candidates win the presidency without winning the national popular vote. Yeah.
It's usually because the electorate actually likes the Democratic policies. And if you name the policies and you go through the policies, they agree with them. They love them. But it's all the other noise that they're getting during the campaigns that they're being exposed to. They're not exposed to the details of the policies and who's backing that policy. It's just the noise. It's the silliness. It's the McDonald's appearances, making that kind of an important issue. Like my MAGA friend in Milwaukee thought that was the big issue. She lied about being at McDonald's, although there's no proof. And of course, she did work there. But the idea is that now we're going to have the a presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. That's crazy. Already, you know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and they rehearsed it. You know, all of this stuff is just so silly and so ridiculous.
And the customers were actors.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we've come to with our politics.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, they're accepting all of this stuff, this charade.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah.
Good one. Cave for the win.
You know, there's a lot of that stuff, you know, the AI-generated stuff of Trump, you know, going crazy or, you know, catching fire. It's really fun stuff. Now let's get to your stuff. You have something posted on Substack. It's titled "What is Othering?" And I thought this was really, you know, this is kind of the agenda that Trump is pushing at this point, is the othering.
I wrote an article on Substack of my own, but that article that you just...
Oh, yes, that's
the headline you just described was an article, I think it was in the Shepherd Express over in Milwaukee.
Philip Chard wrote that.
And it was a wonderful piece, and I really highly recommend it for people. You just go and Google, what is othering? And it was a really thoughtful piece. I had previously written something on the immigration issue, very similar, and hit some common themes, but I noticed that actually a friend brought that other article to my attention,
so I
wanted to share that too.
Yep, always blaming somebody else for the problems that we have today, which avoids all the solutions that you can come up with to solve these.
Right.
In fact, isn't that something though? It seems like Democrats, progressives, and liberals think in a way where they want solutions to the problems. They don't sit there and think about the problems and blame somebody, which is what the other party, the conservative party, seems to like to focus on. Is that just me, or is that it seems like it's baked into the DNA of these parties?
Well, at the current moment, it sure is.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if you look at the broad sweep of U.S. history, you know, the parties have changed a lot over time, and their postures have changed. The way they practice politics has changed, but right now it's certainly the case. But I wrote the piece because of the frustration that comes along with all this scapegoating that occurs, and the demonization and dehumanization of people who come from other countries. And, you know, calling them criminals, calling them animals, all that sort of stuff.
Or woke.
You know, and the thing is if we did have mass deportation, I hope people understand that would crush the agricultural economy. The way agriculture is practiced today, it's not possible for families to do the work the way they're operating today. They're so heavily reliant on migrant labor. Whether it's milking cows here in Wisconsin or harvesting cherries out in the state of Oregon, they are so incredibly reliant on migrant labor. And people come here looking for a better life. They work hard. They do backbreaking work, dirty work, hard work, and they do it well. And then, you know, in Springfield, Ohio, there was the manufacturer, owner of a company,
asking for labor,
who said I hired 30 Haitian refugees because they're here legally, they're here to work, and they're good workers. I wish I had 30 more. And he now gets death threats.
It's incredible,
because he was quoted in the newspaper saying I wish I had 30 more. And so they had a chronic labor shortage. These people weren't stealing people's jobs. They were filling jobs that employers couldn't fill.
Right.
They couldn't find workers to do these jobs. And so he hired 30 Haitians. Now he gets death threats. That's messed up.
Yeah, it is.
When that's the situation. We call them criminals. interesting fact, and I point this out in my Substack article, the only state in the country that keeps crime statistics based on your country of origin or your immigration status is Texas.
Oh.
Border state. Yeah. So you can understand why they would look at this kind of statistic. Interesting thing is that undocumented immigrants are less than half as likely to commit crimes as the rest of the population, the Texas population.
Yeah.
So the crime rate for Texans who've been there for a long time is twice, more than twice what it is for the undocumented immigrants who've come into the state.
Well, yeah, they came here to work and they want to stay out of trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah. There are red states, big red ag states out there. They have this immigrant labor. You would think that these politicians would be aware of that and be afraid of something where there's going to be mass deportations of these immigrants from their states, from their fields, from big ag. I don't understand how this seems to clash, and yet they're allowing this to happen.
Yeah, I wish more people who fall into the trap of wanting to blame somebody for their troubles and they get offered up a scapegoat, I wish they would talk to the employers. Talk to the people who are running these businesses. Yeah. And talk to law enforcement officials and talk to people who are on the ground who are dealing every day with these immigrants. And like you say, Gordy, they come here looking to stay out of trouble.
Right.
They've fled trouble. They've fled crime. They want security and safety, and they want to work, and they want to get to a better place in life. And
now they're being portrayed as the villains.
Yeah.
Yep.
People in crime.
Talking with Mike McCabe, a Substack blogger and also author. By the way, I'm about a third of the way through your book. I love it. There's a lot of really great stuff. This is really a page turner, and I just love this book, Mike. I just have to tell you that.
Excellent to hear, Gordy. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Really good. What do you think about
if you're
this?
A third of the way?
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
there's a lot more to come. And
there's surprises to come.
Well, there's already been a couple of surprises that were.
Is there an alien appearance in this?
Not yet, as far as I know, but
there is not.
Okay. No. All right.
Well, it's miracles on County Q.
I've described it as a mystery without murder because there are no murders in the story. But I should say that it's not only a mystery without murder, but it's a mystery without aliens.
There you go. Okay.
Do you have any book signings coming up or anything you want to mention that you're going to be at?
Here locally, I do have something coming up on November 6th.
Okay.
Day after the election at Mystery to Me Bookstore on Monroe Street, the evening of the 6th. And looking forward to that.
That should be a lot of fun.
Now we've got
a couple of minutes here.
We've been kind of talking about your recent Substack article, "Mild Eyes and Glowing Hand." Could you explain that?
That's the one about immigration.
Yeah. Mm.
The headline "Mild Eyes and a Glowing Hand" is actually drawn from the inscription on the Statue of Liberty.
Exactly.
The poem that was written that is inscribed on the foundation of the Statue of Liberty describes this lady with the torch describes her as having mild eyes and also a glowing beacon hand.
That's right.
The one that is holding the torch. And everybody knows really the final lines of the poem about,
you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses yearning to breathe free,
the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp besides the golden door.
Yeah, and that, of course, that monument and that inscription on that monument speaks to this nation of immigrants and how welcoming we've been and how reliant we've been on immigration in terms of the success of our country. And now we're stuck in this dark period in our politics where people who are doing what others have done for generations are now being demonized.
We've had these same controversies through history.
Yes, we have.
With our immigrants.
We will continue with Mike McCabe on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with, never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. Our guest this morning from Substack, Mike McCabe, will have more in just a moment. But first,
this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's and East and West sides or online at verlo.com. And we also want to congratulate our winner, Bill. He's got a couple of tickets to the Overture for the play Late Night Catechism, which happens Friday, October 25th, 7:30 at the Playhouse in the Overture. And we'll have more tickets to give away later this week, tomorrow and Friday.
Tomorrow and Friday, yes.
Yeah, very good. And back with Mike McCabe here.
Right, we're talking about, you know, inviting immigrants into this country, and we have a labor shortage. Our birth rates are very low in this country, so we're going to need that labor imported. And we have a legal way of doing it, and that's constantly going on. And if we just kind of reform our immigration system, we could include more individuals and get them into this country. Other countries have wonderful systems of immigration. In fact, I've read a few of them. I thought, wow, we could use that as a way to, you know, screen individuals and have certain individuals in, and family members as well, following them in as well. I mean, why? It's such an easy process to do, and yet they're delaying it or putting this off. They've been putting it off for at least 15, 20 years.
Well, you said before the break, John, that, you know, we've had struggles with immigration throughout American history, and that's true.
Yeah.
My family came over from Ireland during the potato famine. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. when the family decided to uproot and flee. Because people were starving over there, and they came to America looking to work. And at that time, Irish immigrants were really looked down upon.
Really? Yeah, they were, yeah.
In fact, they weren't – this is a bizarre part of American history. Who was treated as white, white-skinned? There were actually white-skinned preference laws that were enacted in America early in American history. And there were classes of people like Irish people and Jewish people who were not included, were not deemed white under the law.
Wow.
In the case of Jewish people, for about the first hundred years of American history.
Wow.
So there
that's
were
incredible.
Yeah, that's a rarely told piece. I actually wrote a Substack article a long time ago on this subject. Mm-hmm. It's a little known piece of American history. That's how much people were struggling with immigration. There were immigrants from other parts of Europe or other ethnicities that wanted to be favored. And Italians were highly discriminated against for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's people from Mexico or from Central or South America that are being demonized. And they're not alone in terms of the immigrant populations who are being mistreated, but they seem to be getting the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. So they're getting the treatment that the Irish once did or the Italians once did. And what we'll find, in another 20 years or so is that they're hard workers, that they've started businesses, they're entrepreneurial, they're making the country better. They're enriching our society in so many ways. That's what we'll end up finding, and they'll be accepted. And then some other group will get blamed for all of our problems. But it's so sad that we have that impulse when we're hurting in any way, whether it's economically or whatever. We're so anxious to point the finger of blame at somebody else and to look for a scapegoat. And unfortunately, we have a presidential candidate out there who understands that impulse and just keeps pushing that button and keeps pressing on that nerve. And it is destructive to our country. It's divisive. It's debilitating for our nation. We'll get through it, but man, we would be so much better off if we could recognize that impulse and steer clear of it.
Yeah, before, for social media and all that, it was bad enough. Now we have, the way to try, to spread this message, this anti-immigrant message, everywhere, constantly, all the time, in extreme ways. It's even worse now. And I would have considered like a growing pain. You complain, you whine about the immigrants, but it kind of goes away, as you mentioned. But in this case, it could hang around even longer because it's kind of baked in now. It's a party identification with Trump.
Yeah, and unlike past generations in this country, today's voters, today's citizens, are many of them consuming news from a propaganda service that on a daily basis is churning out information that is anti-immigrant propaganda. They are people who are tuning into Fox News and similar media outlets are being fed information that is aimed at demonizing and dehumanizing a segment of our population.
That's one of the great successes of Trump, being able to demonize the news media completely.
Yeah,
that people
news.
Do not go to our news media at all anymore. They don't believe anything they have to say. Or if they do say it, they say, well, why did they release that news? What is their agenda? Why are they releasing it now? Why are they bringing this up?
Yep.
It's always suspicious.
Well, we have to leave it there. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All
and
right.
Again, that book signing is coming up when?
November 6th.
November 6th at?
Mystery to Me Bookstore on Monroe Street
Good
in the
deal.
Evening.
All right.
Excellent. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Tomorrow, we will be talking to Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, the Busted Pencils guys, and Jim Rice, Packers historian. Stephanie Miller is next. Keep it right here on 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Nothing.
Good. Sleep.
I'm going to sleep.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is back with public cervix announcement. We will wrap it up with this. Shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2.75 cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.